And joining us now live to talk more about Neil Armstrong, NASA ambassador and WTOP space contributor, Greg Redfern. Hey, Greg.
Hi, Veronica. Very, very sad day for the world.
Definitely is. You know, it's got to be hard to fully put into words just how important Neil Armstrong has been to the U.S. space program.
Well, you know, I go even beyond the U.S. space program because I say he was an emissary from our world to be the first to set foot on another world. And a lot of people don't know this, but Neil Armstrong did that as a civilian. He was a naval aviator in the Korean War, flew 78 combat missions, and then he joined NASA before it was even NASA. In 1955, he became an employee of the National Advisory for the Committee on Aeronautics, the predecessor to NASA. And during his years before he became an astronaut, he flew 200 different types of aircraft. He really made a name for himself on the X-15. And then in 1962, he transferred to astronaut status. And he had some of the most harrowing moments in the space program. I don't know if people are aware, but when he was the commander of Gemini 8, Veronica, which was the first spacecraft to rendezvous and dock with another spacecraft on the Agena spacecraft, the thruster got stuck. They were joined. They were rotating once a second. They were about ready to black out, and Cool Stick Neil saved the day and initiated an emergency deploy, come back, saved it. And then when he was training for the lunar mission, the flying bed spring that he was flying in suffered a malfunction, and he came close to getting killed there. The guy was remarkable, brilliant engineer, and just, as the astronauts would say, a cool stick when it came to handling hairy situations.
Speaking of him being cool, calm, and collected, he describes himself as a nerdy engineer, but as we all know, he became an American hero. And those nerves of steel really served him, leading him to make that giant leap for mankind.
Absolutely. People may not recall, but when Apollo 11 was coming in for its touchdown, I remember it like yesterday, on CBS News, you had Walter Cronkite, you had Walter Schirra, and they had a couple of alarms that went off inside the lunar excursion module. He and Buzz Aldrin were getting these 402 alarms, 1202 alarms, and they were, wow, what are those? They got through that, and they were running out of fuel, Veronica. They got a 30-second fuel light that came on, and the guy down there at Mission Control actually had an old-fashioned stopwatch, and they clicked it, and they had 30 seconds of fuel left, and they were watching that. And Neil was coming into an area to land on the Sea of Tranquility that had boulders and rocks, and they were sure going to crash if they landed there. So he took the Eagle, the lunar excursion module, flew it a little bit beyond that boulder field before they finally settled and touched down, and the Eagle had landed. And, you know, all those years of Cool Stick Neil came to fruition with that landing.
Right. As we look ahead to his funeral and memorial services, one can only imagine the magnitude of those memorial services and what the country will be doing to remember him. What do you think it will be like?
Well, I think it's not going to be just the country, Veronica. He was decorated in 17 nations around the world.
Okay.
After they had landed on the moon, the crew of Apollo 11, Armstrong, Aldrin, and Michael Collins, the command module pilot, they went to all of these countries around the world, and people are going to remember him. And having been a civilian, to be the first one to step on the moon, I think, was significant. I think we're going to see the who's who coming out to honor this man, and I think that we should all remember Neil next time that the blue moon on August 31st rises and we look to it and say we've been there because of the likes of Neil Armstrong.
Greg, thank you so much for talking to us about him.
And I'll have a special column coming up on WTOP about Neil, and people can get some more insights on that too, Veronica, and thank you.
Thank you.
Rest in peace, Neil.
That's Greg Redfern, NASA ambassador and WTOP space contributor.